Let's head to the Vision Hormones Newsline now. We're joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. And Jim, you know, there's the old adage that no good deed goes unpunished, and yet now there's more ways that scammers are looking to take advantage of hardworking Americans. Good morning.
Yeah, they're having pretty good luck at it, Andrew. Good morning to you. This seems to be a two-part scam. First of all, scammers are hacking into the accounts of Uber drivers, and here's how they do it. The driver is cruising along, headed out to pick up somebody who had hailed them. They get a message on their app from the company, from Uber, saying, oh, I need you to pull over, cancel this ride right now, and we need you to verify you are who you are. Well, so that it's not coming from the company at all. It's coming from a hacker. Now, if the driver provides verification, as it were, and enough information, suddenly his or her account is hacked, and it is negated, it's canceled. And yet this person, the hacker, now can pose as the driver. So then you as a customer, you'll hail a ride with your Uber app or your Lyft app, whichever one you use. The driver never shows up, but the driver asks you, the customer, for verification codes and for personal information about your account in the guise of trying to verify that you are who you say you are. If you provide that kind of information, unfortunately, you're opening yourself up and your bank account, which is stored on the app, to a hacker. It's happened. Here's a good example. A guy in Florida needed a ride to the airport at Miami. So he punches his Uber app, hails a ride. The driver comes back with a message that says, hey, I need to verify that you are who you say you are. Give me your phone number, and I'll send you a verification code. So this is two-step verification. The customer provides that, keeps on waiting for the ride to show up. Suddenly his Uber app goes dead. It's not there anymore. And the ride never shows up. That's because the hacker managed to get into his account, took a couple of $100s, and is gone for good. So you just got to watch out for that. It's really tough to spot this one.
Right. It almost, we have come to believe that these apps, whether you're doing a ride share or say a dog walking service or whatever, they have that access to your bank account. And we've come to believe that, this is a safe process. But in reality, anytime you're linking up your bank account to one of these, you could potentially end up with this situation. It's almost like a Trojan horse sort of thing.
Exactly. That's a good way to describe it. It's intended to be secure, your bank account information on your app, whether it's Uber, Lyft, or your bank, or any subscription service you might have that links directly to your account. Yeah, they're all subject to this kind of fraud, and so it's really something to watch out for. Here's a telltale. If you get a message, an email, or a phone text from someone purporting to be with the Uber or with Netflix or with your bank or with the IRS, and that number just doesn't quite look right, although these numbers can be spoofed, if it just doesn't look right, there's a problem with it. It comes from, UberRide.com instead of from Uber.com. There's a problem there. So you just have to be really careful. Look for the source of that message, Shannon, to see whether it's a legitimate request for information.
Okay. Another pitfall of being in an increasingly digital age. Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Thank you.